We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, my friends, you are listening to this on the 26th day of May, 2013. And you're going to hear a best of encore presentation. Yes, I'm taping this on Friday evening here in Austin, Texas. But we, because I'll be listening as well, and you, all of us together, are listening on this Sunday edition, the day before Memorial Day. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I'm going to hit a few pieces of news right now. And then after the break, we are going to air in its entirety. I still haven't aired all of this on radio yet. The Mike Judge exclusive interview. Really slash documentary that we shot a few weeks ago that aired earlier in the week. And if you're a radio listener, you can go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to ask the guys on Sunday to repost it to the front page because the video is even that much stronger. So that's going to premiere in full because some of it hasn't aired yet coming up in this hour. And then we're going to re-air the John B. Wells interview that I thought was really informative, or some clips of it and some more stuff. And plus, we're going to premiere a special report on what's happening with Monsanto and more that Leanne McAdoo did at the start of the next hour. So that is what is coming up today on this Sunday worldwide transmission. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Here's a story I barely mentioned on Friday. I want to spend a little bit more time on right now. It's out of Market Watch, Wall Street Journal, and it's scary. Bernanke out by August. QE, or quantitative easing, ends, rates up, and then a crash. Prepare now because easy money will dry up. The Dr. Boom scenario, America is about to unleash a spending spree. Years of self-denial give way to pent-up demand, predicts UBS economist Mari Harris in USA Today's bold lead story. His clue? Consumer sentiment. Harris estimates that in the next 5 years, catch-up consumption will boost annual consumer spending growth by a half a point to above 3% from about 2%. Reassuring? No. Wishful thinking. Be very skeptical. As Robert Kuttner, author of The New Debtor's Prison, The Politics of Austerity versus Prosperity, once wrote in Business Week, what do you call an economist with a prediction? Wrong. Well, here's what I know, ladies and gentlemen. Then it goes into more detail. If they quit QE, it will stall the economy. If they continue QE, it will cause inflation, which is already happening. And either way, we're in deep trouble because we live in a fiat, fraudulent economy. And that's the fact. And no spending spree is what Obama's new Fed chair has to raise rates. And then they go on to predict that the next Fed chairman will cut rates because they like to signify a change with somebody new and they think QE's gone too far. I don't know, but we are, as they say, damned if we do, damned if we don't, because we are in the clutches of these people. Some other good news that's come out, the head of Fox News, Roger Ailes, has come out and basically said in an open letter to his employees that the White House is criminal, trying to intimidate the First Amendment. Everyone should rally against it, stand against it. I agree. Appeasing tyranny is what has gotten us to this place. And I don't have any illusions or romanticize the News Corps or cutthroats. But in this new world order, so many of the other big fat cats are going to be gobbled up in the process of playing ball. Playing ball with tyranny is something everyone does at their peril. Yes, managed, consolidated, crony capitalist economies are good for some insiders, but over time they destroy the entire system on which they're built and even destroy the monopoly men's grandchildren generally. The progenitors are usually long dead by the time things collapse, but now we're in a hyper-accelerated global market society. And so things that happened over 100 years are now happening in decades or even in years. And if you believe the singularity, will start happening in months and then weeks and then days and then hours and then minutes. And believe me, the people running things are men and women just like us. They are not infallible, and they should realize that their arrogance, their chutzpah, their bravado, their false aplomb will be their undoing and ours as well. It's Sunday, the 26th day of May 2013. I'm Alex Jones, and the transmission continues straight ahead with the one, the only, Mike Judge, creator of King of the Hill, and so much more. I'm Alex Jones.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are gold.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday, the 26th day of May, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I run InfoWars.com, one of the largest alternative media sites in the world that is extincting the dinosaur kleptocrat Decepticon media. Thank you for joining us. And the Decepticon media is going to engage in more and more deceptions. That's why I call them the Decepticon media. They're going to lie. They had MSNBC last week run multiple reports saying that I believe no one was killed at the Boston Marathon or at Sandy Hook, which I never said. I said that there's a lot of evidence it could have been provocateured or staged. Rachel Maddow went on to say that I claim aliens in the form of wasps live underneath the UN building. And she didn't say she was joking. And that I said Obama sent the tornado. I didn't say that. I said there are weather weapons, there is geoengineering, but I didn't think that's what happened there when a caller asked me. So remember, when you hear the corporate media, the prostitutes for the globalists, the people that would sell their family out for a stick of bubble gum, people like Chris Matthews, when you hear these people saying stuff about us, you better understand it's always twisted or a lie. Just throwing that out, it discredits them. And look, keep lying, keep bringing it on. I tell the truth. Or I die trying. Listen, I interviewed Mike Judge for my syndicated radio show earlier in the week, and it also is really a video documentary. My crew did a great job. It's up on InfoWars.com. If you're a radio listener and want to see the added dimension of the video clips and the graphics and stuff, it's up on InfoWars.com on the front page right now. But here for radio listeners is the audio, which has its own dimension. Actually, I don't know what's better. Choose your comedy here. With Mike Judge, the icon that, of course, created Office Space, and now they're kind of bringing Office Space back with a weekly HBO, kind of based on that, but in more modern times in Silicon Valley. He, of course, did Extract, Idiocracy, Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill. And he's been a listener for, I don't know, 17 years, and I've talked to him over the phone and stuff over the years, but never met him in person. We've been hanging out quite a bit and going to hear rockabilly bands in town, and he said, hey, yeah, let's do the interview. So we did it in his home. He opens up like never before. He says Bowling for Columbine made him pro-gun. Talks about how he kind of went from being liberal to more of a libertarian. It's an in-depth interview, and it covers the entire waterfront. And then in the second hour today, we'll get into a whole host of issues, the Obama scandals, the IRS persecution of the free press, the Benghazi cover-up, and so much more with John B. Wells, weekend host of Coast to Coast AM. Just an amazing brain. He's going to be joining us in the second hour. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen. You want it, you got it. Mike Judge joins the InfoWar.
Harvard researchers have found children who live in high fluoride areas have significantly lower IQs.
Enjoy your extra big ass fries.
Hello,
this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Researchers found members of Congress, on average, speak at a 10th grade level. Most Americans read at an 8th or 9th grade level.
Look, now I'll talk slow so you can understand me.
It was just a few thousand years ago that our ancestors were using primitive grunts to communicate.
Internal investigation that showed the agency targeted the Tea Party and conservative groups.
That does scare me. I think I'm just going to make sure to not use the words Tea Party or Constitution in any of my work.
All right. Who are you? CIA? FBI? ATF?
While gun ownership is at an all-time high, crime is down.
No one will be able to be armed. We'll take all weapons.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Hitler took the gun. Stalin took the gun. Mao took the gun.
Fidel Castro took the guns.
Hugo Chavez took the guns.
And if you try to take our guns,
1776 will commence again.
If you try to take our firearms.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Judge, what is the secret of the universe?
The secret of the universe? Damn. That's a good one to start with. Breakfast tacos.
Well, I'm counting 37 health violations.
I don't have an answer. I'd wanted to go into comedy for a long time, like sketch comedy and stuff, because I always did imitations and things like that. But anytime I'd try to pair up with someone, because you need other people to do that. You can't do that by yourself. And I had a friend in high school, just like brilliant, like funny guy. And I'd go, okay, just do that imitation of James Sanchez that you do. And we'll do, and he's like, oh, but no one knows who he is. And I was like, it doesn't matter. It's funny, you know? And so, yeah, I was trying to do stuff that would just like make my friends laugh, making like my brother laugh, my friend, that kind of stuff is how I was thinking of it. And I always had a hunch that would work. And then,
do you think you influenced South Park?
I think so. I mean, Trey and Matt have said that, and they've been really nice about that. I mean, I think that's just genius, all the stuff they do, you know.
Stupid Toilet Safety Administration!
Shoes off! Belts off! Sharp objects go in the plastic tray! This is inhumane. Shut up, sir!
I wanted to do animation since I was a little kid. I mean, I didn't think of it as a career so much as just something, because that wasn't ever described as, I mean, my mom especially, it was all about, you know, science. That's where it's at. I was kind of good at math and science, so, but animation was my burning desire. I actually kind of hit a fork in the road when I was, I don't remember how old I was. I'd saved up money from a summer job, and I had a paper out, and I was going to either buy a 16 millimeter camera that's single framed, or I was going to buy, then I decided, okay, I could buy a bass, electric bass. And then I started looking at the price of film and was like, you know what, that's just not possible. And the bass was going to give me a social life if I could be in a band or something. So dun, 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 dun. Then I didn't start doing animation until I was like 26, really. So, and when I just got the idea to do animation, which I'd wanted to do, but I never thought of doing as a way to get into comedy, then I thought, well, this is great. I can do this all myself. I don't need to, you know, convince a bunch of people to get in front of a camera and do this and that. I can just do the whole thing on my own. So
I work for a living, and I mean real work, not writing down gobbledygook.
I have a hard time saying I'm either a Democrat or a Republican. It just doesn't feel good. I was definitely raised, my parents were very liberal. Then, I don't know, certain things started to, you know, I mean, for a lot of people, that's kind of almost a religion to them. And right-wing stuff is too, you know. So I try to not be part of any of that. I suppose I've become interested in, you know, smaller government kind of thinking. That sort of happens when, you know, I think you know, when you build your own thing, when you do your own thing, and then suddenly you're getting penalized left and right. You know, that kind of can change you.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
I don't ever want to be one of those people that uses my whatever fame or whatever level of that notoriety I have from what I do in comedy to try to go into politics. I don't feel like I'm qualified. It kind of bugs me when people in Hollywood will use that, their audience that they've gained through that to try to put out a political message, and they have no idea what they're talking about. King of the Hill, Hank was definitely, I saw as sort of a, populist kind of, a guy who's like just trying to do his thing, and just all these government and all these other weird things of the modern world. That was always the fun of it, is just all these things just kind of poking at him,
I live in the real world where men sell propane and propane accessories.
You're listening to the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show, and I'll be right back with more of this exclusive Mike Judge interview. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption, absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me.
I remember popping in a VHS when Alex Jones was on cable access. It was you and two other guys, and somewhere I can't find it anymore, but I think I labeled the tape Three Dales. You were kind of the more rational one, and the other two guys were just like, I don't know. I wish I could find that tape. But King of the Hill started with a drawing of the four guys that I'd done. I was kind of like dabbling in doing panel cartoons, which I never really did at all. I went straight into animation. I didn't draw comic books or anything. And so I had the four guys, and Dale, something about the way he looked. Originally, I had his hat say Smith & Wesson, the first drawing I ever did. I just put that on there. I don't know why, just the way he looked. And I'd done a first draft of the pilot, and then Greg Daniels got involved. And at some point, you know, we had this thing where his wife is, getting it on with this Native American healer. And clearly his kid's not his. But so we had this idea about that he's just, you know, it's almost probably a subconscious thing. He's like, he's into every conspiracy except the one that's going on in his own house.
Nice work, John Redcorn. She didn't suspect a thing.
It's almost like his escape, you know, or something. I mean, if I never psychoanalyzed it that much, but that, I kind of feel like that's what that character was about. So he was almost like looking for conspiracies, you know, kind of. And some of them might have something to him. Some of them are crazy.
I have read a book. Now, who do you believe, me or Hank?
I know Hank more believable.
Dale is kind of one of the ones that, you know, probably gives you guys a bad name. Johnny Hardwick, who does the voice, I don't know, you may even know him. He had a few kooky theories of his own, and sometimes we would work those. And I mean, there's one line he said that, he's talking about something, and it ended with him saying something that they're doing, and corn is next.
A French study that was just released finds rats that are fed genetically engineered corn suffered from tumors and severe organ damage.
This is the first study that's looking at the effects on rats of eating genetically modified foods over their lifetimes. They gave the rats the genetically modified corn. They gave them the genetically modified corn with the herbicide that the corn is used with.
On Dale, I had to do some convincing to get them to let Johnny Hardwick do the voice. I mean, he wasn't anybody famous at all. He was one of the people we hired as a writer. But it just sounded right to me. Ended up being my favorite character, really, on the show as far as, well, just for a while, you know, as far as the voice and the drawing clicking. But, I mean, they had all kinds of celebrities they were pitching. It hardly ever works when you just get, like, oh, let's get this famous person and this person to draw it, and then you have something that just doesn't make sense, which is why a lot of shows fail.
Squirrel tactic!
Okay, I grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, which definitely influenced a lot of what I do, because Beavis and Butthead to me is kind of set in a sort of like eastern New Mexico, west Texas type environment, you know, where everything is just sort of, people are bored, teenagers are bored, and there's like, it's nothing to do, it's hot, it's kind of a recipe for disaster, and So that was definitely an influence on Beavis and Butthead. Although, you know, I don't think I've ever told this story, but so my grandfather on my mom's side lived with us, and he died when I was, I think, in junior high, and like 76, whatever. And he, we found out he had a 16 millimeter Bolex camera that was there, and I was like, wow, okay, there's a camera in this house. And so I waited like a good 2 or 3 months before I, you know, after he passed away, to say, hey, could I borrow Granddad's camera maybe? And she said no. And then like I waited another 6 months and no. Waited like a year, no. So I thought, well, okay, maybe I'm just going to buy one. And then I looked into how much they cost and just couldn't pull it together. Years later, when I was, like I say, like 26, and I got the idea again to try doing animation, I ended up buying the same exact camera, because it turns out that's the perfect camera to single frame and shoot animation on. And finished my first animated short, first couple, ended up getting them on like Comedy Central and stuff. Sent a tape to my mom, and she said, I said, oh, that's interesting. You know, you probably don't remember your grandfather had a Bolex camera. I'll see if I can find it. I was like, no, I remember. I was like drooling over the idea of just being able to get my hands on it, you know, but it all worked out. But, yeah, it was kind of, in a way, it was probably good, because it kind of, by the time I was able to actually do it, I was just, it had been a fantasy. It sounds weird, but it was like a fantasy of mine for so long to do animation. And so when I finally did, I mean, I really, it, you know, I didn't take it for granted when I had the opportunity to do it. So probably was a good thing, actually.
Y'all got that in there? Large fries, pie, large coffee?
Like Beavis and Butthead, I'll get asked a lot if that's based on anybody specific, and it's not. It's not like that was that person, that was that person. It's just started out as drawings, and then, but definitely, like, there's little bits and pieces from all kinds of people in there, you know.
Well, I was like that when I was
a lot of us were, yeah. I mean, it's a little bit of his, like, me and my brother, but not, I mean, we weren't, you know, we got good grades, and we were, but some of these people are really intelligent, too. There's a guy who's now, he's now a professor, I won't say his name, but he's one of these guys, like, I would see him in the hallway. I think this is, the laugh, I don't even know, the laugh came from, I just written down, ha, 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 it started out as a storyboard. It was the first time I'd animated something where usually I would start with the voice and then do the drawing. This one I started with a drawing, and I didn't know what they would sound like. And I just drawn, ha, 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 on there. Years later, I realized there's a Mimi Pond cartoon that, and I've become friends with her on Facebook now, but she, where she had a guy going, a weirdo on a bus doing that. And I think that might have been in the back of my head. But I started doing that laugh, and I was kind of like going, like, this is reminding me of something. Didn't think about it till probably 2 years into the show, that it was, there was a guy at my high school who would just, he was really smart, stoned all the time, but he would just, you'd see him in the hallway, and I would always see him when the hallway was empty, and he'd just start, like, he's one of these guys that he'd start going, hey, Mike. He just always had this laugh. It was different than Butthead laugh, but it was that thing of just kind of, how's it going? And so when I would do the voice, I would just kind of do the, and I would be doing it sort of to get into character, to get the voice sounding right. And then I'd go, well, that kind of sounds funny that he's just laughing all the time anyway. And then I realized later it was probably in the back of my head because of this guy who used to just kind of talk like that. But there's a lot of that, little bits and pieces of people.
Hemp USA
DHA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, IN4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There was the Beavis laugh. There was a guy who was actually in calculus class, and he was a really smart guy. He's now a nuclear engineer. I hope he doesn't figure out who he is that I'm talking about him. But he kind of was always like, we had a hot teacher, which was unheard of back then. She was a former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Anyway, he would get really excited, and he was biting his lip all the time and just kind of going like, like laughing at everything she said. So I started I started out Beavis doing the spastic laugh like that, and then around like, season two, I started getting like where I don't even know if I can do it. And I'd get into the higher register. I'd get into this like kind of higher register of like where he's like kind of going. I have to warm up to it, but I started out with that laugh, and then I just kind of made his voice sound like the laugh, just like raspy, you know. The animated shows that have really taken off are when somebody, it's usually the person who's animating it doing the voice, which is other than The Simpsons, but I mean The Simpsons, the voices and the characters just match. They're really well done. But like, you know, you look at like Family Guy or South Park or Ren and Stimpy, it's like, you know, somewhere in those guys' heads, it's like it makes sense. That voice, those voices sound like they come out of those characters. And I think that clicks on Beavis and Butthead too, especially. Now I'd say Beavis and Butthead probably. That's probably the thing I'm most proud of. I think probably the best thing I've done. There were moments of making Office Space where I thought this is like what I was born to do, but then I think it's probably Beavis and Butthead. I mean, King of the Hill probably overall is like a good, more less spotty, like just, you know, good quality, consistent. You know, I grew up very liberal parents, like thinking gun control is the way to go. You know, it's that Michael Moore movie, it was Bowling for Columbine, kind of actually made me go the other, made me think like, I mean, he's not trying to, that's not the effect he wanted, I don't think, but he's like kind of, that movie kind of makes you think, no, gun control is a bad idea. I mean, to me, if you look at it, like, I don't think that's what he's trying to do at all, but like, he mentions Canada in there, and he says, you know, there's lower crime there, and same people own guns, and I don't know. I own guns. I think if you look at it statistically, you actually are safer. I know this because, okay, so 1993, Beavis and Butthead, the series came out, and gun crimes have gone down since Beavis and Butthead came out. But what's interesting is that nobody talks about, no one wants statistics. I actually took graduate probability and statistics classes. That was what, I was going to become a math teacher before all this Beavis stuff happened. But when I was getting blamed for all this, like, downfall of youth, that whole time, crime was going down in almost every category from the time. I mean, if you really wanted to make a correlation, you could say Beavis and Butthead is saving the world. But that's stupid. That really doesn't make any sense. But it makes more sense than saying this particular thing happened and this particular thing happened. You know, but really, like, statistically, there's no correlation.
All right. Who are you? CIA? FBI? ATF?
Yeah, there's that map where it's just like almost county by county where gun control, it's not doing any good. It's like there's higher crime rates where there's gun control, lower where there isn't. I mean, it's just like county by county. I mean, you can't, I think because I have this science background, I just, you look at that and you go, you know, it's kind of ridiculous. As much as, you know, those bumper stickers might have been run into the ground, I mean, it's true. It's like, I would be all for it if it was effective, but I haven't seen anything that shows it's effective, you know?
Well, Mao said political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. What does Hank Hill say about about disarming people?
It is the right of all Americans, as Cotton has taught me, to own a gun, even though I'm not so good at shooting them.
A Japanese machine gun blew my shins off in WW2.
I loved it. It's good to see somebody yelling at Piers Morgan.
You accuse me of attacking the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people.
Alex, let's get about to the Second Amendment.
I want to blame the real culprit.
Alex.
Suicide pills.
Alex.
Mass murder pills.
Okay, let me ask you one question.
It was interesting, though, the way it seemed to be spun on all these websites. There's all these websites now that have a bunch of hipsters on them who will just kind of play a clip and grin and chuckle about it. And that's how I saw it. I can't remember what it was on. I was thinking, hey, right on, Alex, go for it. Well, and everything you were saying was true, too. I mean, the clip that I saw.
Hitler,
because you're talking about, yeah.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel. And if you try to take our guns, 1776 will commence again. If you try to take our firearms, doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Something like that. I used to do you really well. I can't, like, it was the... what was the water filter commercial you used to do? Or it's been a while. You think I'd have it down now, though. I was just, like, hanging out with you last night.
Look at these headlines. IRS targeted Tea Party groups for scrutiny. Searching words like patriot, Tea Party.
That does scare me. I think I'm just going to make sure to not use the words Tea Party or Constitution in any of my work.
That's pretty evil.
I won't, yeah, that, they're calling it the constitutional restrictions or whatever they referred to it as. Yeah, no, that was, that actually is scary. That's going to make me listen to some more Alex Jones. Well, if I was to get heavy and deep on it, I think the one thing that's made me tick or makes me, I mean, other than just wanting to try to be funny, it tends to be, I don't overanalyze, but then, you know, when you do this long enough, you do analyze. I think what it is probably, I think a lot of us are just kind of out of sync with the way the world is right now, you know, like the way the modern world, we're not prepared for it all the time, and there's a lot of stuff that's messed up about it, and I think that's where a lot of my comedy comes from. It's like things that, you know, anything from being stuck in a cubicle to being stuck in classrooms that you don't belong in, those kind of things. I think that I get a lot of material out of that.
I gotta get out of here. I think I'm gonna lose it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
When I started doing animation, I wasn't trying to get rich. I wasn't trying to get, I mean, it did not seem like I could get rich off that. I thought, I really just, it's just like a desire to just express something that's hard to describe. And if I could describe it, I would probably be more of just a flat out writer or something like that. And so a lot of the stuff is like, you know, it's always very hard to describe Beavis and Butthead to people who just ask if they haven't seen it. I never set out to say I'm going to be a satirist, but that's definitely what, I mean, I've always, the very first thing I animated was the cartoon called Office Space. It was before Dilbert, and it was like Milton at his cubicle and the boss, and I wanted to do just a series of office characters because, you know, when I grew up, it was a little, like, I'm 50, so, like, an office job was considered a good job. Like, it's like, oh, good, you don't have to work construction, okay? And then when I first got in an office, I had a temp job before I was an engineer, and I was just like going, God, this is torture. I mean, there's a woman answering the phone the same way next to me all day long. I'm alphabetizing in my sleep. I'm just like...
Corporate accounts payable, Nina speaking. Just a moment. Corporate accounts payable, Nina speaking. Just a moment.
And then that kind of sick feeling of like, oh, all these years of thinking this is a good job and this is what it is. Oh, my God, what's going to happen to me, you know?
We shall return after these quick messages with a conclusion of the exclusive Mike Judge Joins the InfoWar interview. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. More of the exclusive Mike Judge interview.
Next Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and...
Especially back then, when I started out, a lot of what Hollywood was putting out just was really not in touch with the way most Americans feel. It was very like coming from, I mean, most people in Hollywood, honestly, and still are like from pretty wealthy families usually, and don't seem to have ever had to really, you know, come up from the bottom and struggle. I think it's still that way. But so I think a lot of it was like when I started doing this stuff, you know, about cubicle life, was like just to kind of say, hey, has anyone else felt like this when they're stuck in a cubicle, you know, and has anyone else noticed that sometimes teenagers look really deranged and stupid, you know, it's that kind of thing of like wanting to kind of point something out that maybe no one else has pointed out. That's a lot of it, I think. When I did that first Office Space cartoon, which was just a 2-minute homemade crappy little short, I mailed out VHS tape to that, just called Information, and I got so many calls, and I think a lot of people saw it as something very fresh and different, you know?
I used to have my own stapler, too, and then when I moved back, they made me give back my stapler. But Bill told me I'm supposed to have a stapler, so until I'm told different, I'm just going to take a stapler. And if they make me give it back, I'll set the building on fire.
Oh, hello, Milton. What's happening? I'm going to need you to go ahead and move your desk again. So, well, if you could go ahead and just get it as far back into that corner as possible, that'd be terrific.
So, Idiocracy, I had the idea for it. Actually, when I was writing the Beavis and Butthead movie, it was just kind of the seed of the idea when I was thinking about just the way evolution works and thinking like, well, wait, there's no predators now. So it started with that. But then I was actually in line with my daughters, I think it was in 2001 at Disneyland at the Teacups ride. And it was in the summer, and my daughters were little at the time. And along comes a woman, like, there's a woman behind me who had an altercation with this other woman, and they both have their kids in strollers, and they just start going off, kick your ass, and I'm like, my kids, and like thinking, this isn't what Disney had in mind here, you know. And this was in 2001, so it was the summer right before September 11th. So I was also thinking, you know, what if the movie 2001, instead of being this, you know, the monolith and everything being pristine and advanced, what if it was like the Jerry Springer Show and giant Walmarts? What if that had been that movie 2001? So I kind of was thinking, like, just take that chart from when that was made to now and project it out and just, like, see where that would go. And
the years passed, and mankind became stupider at a frightening rate.
So Fox, I still owed them, part of my overall deal was to write two movies for them. So I'd done Office Space. And in order to do something else for anybody else, I needed to burn that one off. And I kind of thought no one would make it. I thought it'd just be fun to write. I'd just start from there. You know, this was like, it was making me laugh. I just, after the Disneyland experience, I just started writing the stuff down and ended up co-writing, getting someone to work with me, this guy, Eitan Cohen, and we got through a first draft pretty quickly and gave it to Fox, and then no one kind of wanted to make it, and I was like, okay, well, it wasn't going to be huge budget, but it was going to be something. It was going to cost, you know, $23 million or something. And it just sat there, and I'm trying to remember how. And then Luke Wilson wanted to do it, and I was like, okay. Then I started to see it again. Then I went back and rewrote it kind of with him in mind and just rewrote it because it needed to be better anyway. And we had in the script this whole thing about the Starbucks. Because I remember actually driving on I-35. It was like something tan. It was a tanning salon. It said exotic tan for men. And I had no idea that tanning salons had turned into, you know, places or whatever it was. And so I was just talking to friends of mine and going, wow, I wonder what's next. I mean, is it going to be like Starbucks or what? And so we had that in the script, and when it was in pre-production, they run it by legal, and I'm going, man, I don't know how I'm going to come up with something better than the Starbucks thing, because it's not funny if it's not a known place, you know. And so legal, an interesting thing happened. I mean, I don't know how this happened, but they said, well, they said no, and then they said, well, you know, I just said, so what, can it be satire? And they said, well, what would help us is if you didn't just pick on them, if it was a bunch of companies. And I was like, okay. So then that's how we ended up with that whole red light district in there in the movie, where it's like, I think it's like H&R Block, adult tax return with release, and like there's like a Pollo Loco or Pollo Borracho adult chicken. I don't know. Well, we just did everything. Costco. I don't know what happened. At some point, I'm sure somebody got really flipped out, but I was shielded from all that. A similar thing happened on Office Space, but Idiocracy, I've been getting so much love for it, like, in the last 2 years.
What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops.
Yes.
Water. Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah, I think a lot of the stuff that's in there maybe is starting to happen, you know, now instead of 500 years from now when it's set.
And that's Secretary of Education.
It's kind of stupid. Well, he's President Camacho's stepbrother. Still does a pretty good job, eh?
Yeah.
was supposed to take place during a drought. It was the rainiest summer ever in Austin. We were just having to kill grass everywhere in the background. But they didn't really give it a release. There was a contractual obligation. They had to put it in like 12 theaters, and that's all they did. In fact, if you called Movie Phone, they didn't even, it was listed under Untitled Mike Judge Project. They didn't even bother. It went straight from what it was on the contract to Movie Phone. They didn't even put Idiocracy in there.
Dwayne Elizondo Camacho, five-time Ultimate SmackDown champion, porn superstar, and president of the United States, had called a special summit with the smartest man in the world.
So you smart, huh?
No.
I thought your hair would be bigger. You look like a peanut. Let's get you sworn in.
Well, I do know what they told me, which, and I finished the movie at least 9 months before it came out. It was in the can. I'd finished the mix. I'd turned the whole thing in. What they told me was it didn't test very well, which a lot of movies don't. You know, Office Space didn't.
Whoa. I think I just figured something out, Beavis.
What?
This sucks.
Yeah, me. It really sucks. Me.
This sucks more than anything that I've ever sucked before.
The way movie testing works, they have these sheets, and it says excellent, very good, fair, and poor. For it to count at all, it has to be excellent or very good, I think. So if they say good, that's just a zero for you. So a lot of people, if it's a weird movie, they'll go, oh, it was good. They won't say very good. You know, so we would get like a 70% very good and excellent, which sounds, that's considered a horrible score.
I'm fixing to commensurate this trial here.
We gonna see if we can't come up with a verdict up in here. Now, why you think you done it?
Okay, number one, Your Honor. Just look at him.
He talks like a fine too.
And B, we've got all this, like, evidence.
This is what I remember. They said, look, you know, it didn't test well. We can't. They made some horrible trailers for it, and I was glad they didn't put those out because they weren't very good. And then they just said, you know, look, we don't want to spend a lot of money promoting it, and they dumped the movie. But I mean, they said,
why do you think that is?
When it came out, it got a lot. Maybe they were doing something right, because it got a lot of attention. I didn't do any press for it. I ended up getting my picture in Time magazine without ever doing an interview, because they were doing stories about, like, what's up with this movie? Why, you know, why are they putting it out in 12 theaters and not talking about it, not putting a title on it? And so it ended up getting some press. People liked it. But it's interesting, like, now, I mean, it's become the term Idiocracy has become, there was a guy in the LA Times who wrote an article like a year ago about, and cited all the other articles that it's in, and I don't know, maybe just since it came out in 2006, everyone's gotten stupider. And
but Brando's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Visit Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. When you're on the site, you can also tune in 24 hours a day to my daily radio broadcast. There's also a free iPhone app to listen to the syndicated radio show when and where you want.
Never fear, my fellow freedom lovers. The second hour is only minutes away.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.